News with Courtney coming up in about 15 minutes, including condiment rage, which led to violence at a cafe in Spain, and an irrational orgy fear from Burning Man, which apparently is going on right now. This is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
Greg, how are you?
What's up?
You were brilliant in bringing Courtney on this show, and I'll tell you why. Courtney brings the Swifties. Courtney's going to bring Molly Tenbrook, Marissa, and Shelby, who do not listen.
Yeah.
Courtney, you are absolutely brilliant, and it's imperative that you get a raise, and I'm going to call Ken personally.
Thank you very much, Derek.
There you go.
Clip that, Sean.
You guys.
It's kind of like.
Really, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just have a thought. You really. You are brilliant, and you know that, it will go to his head, Curtis. I do realize that, but the diversification of this audience, and as you know, Wiggy, your buddy D Money is the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show.
Yes,
and I'm always looking for. We're always looking for listeners, and Courtney, you're going to have more listeners now,
Greg,
it's going to just help the ratings.
Thank you. Nice. That's like saying California was brilliant for inviting the Manson family to live there.
Whoa,
I mean, the Swifties are an absolute cult.
Yeah,
they are.
Proud.
That's fine. I'm okay with it.
Proud.
All right, we're talking about it on a limited basis this morning. We do, if we could, Shime, have to open up the Window World of Boston WEEI weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis. Another beautiful morning out there, Kurt.
It is gorgeous, not just because God is smiling over the news. I'm talking about Giolito. 58 degrees, cloudy right now, feels like fall, afternoon high, sunny 74, going to be gorgeous all Labor Day weekend, going to be in the mid-70s with abundant sunshine. Perfect, perfect weather for your end of summer.
My modeling showing a little bit of rain on Friday into Saturday. Maybe we have different models over there, Curtis.
Yeah, we have a 50% chance of rain on Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday, three-day weekend. I don't know if you knew that. It's going to be gorgeous.
Great. All right, good. Last gasp of summer.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm guessing that Curtis is focused on Florida because that's where he will be for
I'm going
the long
to be
weekend.
In Florida.
Oh, yeah. Weather will be nice down there.
Yeah. Very hot. I don't know about nice.
Hot. Well, James likes to sweat out all the toxins before getting back to Montessori. So we're going to be partying it up in Jupiter, Florida.
Okay. Excellent.
I'll be off Friday, so you'll be in with Jackson.
Wait, you're flexing Friday?
Yep.
Flex on, jeez, brother. Flex on.
I was told to go above your head and ask Mike Thomas about whether I could take it. So
jeez.
I did.
Didn't you just take like a month off?
2 weeks.
We're all Romans now.
I mean, it's just the horse is completely out of the barn on this.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hey,
there's no stopping it.
No. The train is off the tracks. So I try to fight it. But you know
what? You didn't try to fight it. You jumped right off.
Jumped. That's my point. I try to fight it as long as I can, and then I was like, "The hell with it! I might as well jump on this bitch and ride on out with everybody else."
Got to be up to like 10 days now.
No, I'm at like 6.
/ flex plast.
Yeah. I am being compared in the Twitch chat currently right now to Mike McDaniel when it comes to my management style. So. Whatever.
Montessori, very liberal for a Curtis kid? What is wrong with
is that
people?
True? I don't know about that.
Yeah, they actually get right into who are you voting for? They ask 3-year-olds. They have to put down their political leanings. Oh, we are all doomed as people. We're thinking about political aspirations of a child.
A lot of DEIs over
patrol.
There?
I don't even. It's just a lot of really good kids. I'm happy to be a part of it.
What does DEI stand for?
Don't even
imagine.
Diversity
and inclusion.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
Well, diversity, what? Equity, inclusion.
Diversity and inclusion?
And? Is
the no, I know. Really? I don't know what the E is, but I know it's.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have just told us what it stands for.
DEI is diversity and inclusion.
No, it's equity.
Oh, equity and inclusion. Where's the A?
Please. It's okay to just be quiet.
Where's the A?
If you don't know the answer,
I'm not asking you.
It's okay.
Okay, why isn't it DEAI?
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
I had no idea
I'm
what
asking the question.
M-U Dudo. All right. Diversity, equity, inclusion.
Can we please get to this?
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city. So if you know of somebody who deserves recognition, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. What is up first this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, Alex Cora spoke to the media yesterday prior to Giolito's absolute gem of a performance. And Cora talked about how happy he is with the pitching staff and where they're currently at.
Buehler's in the bullpen, Fitz is down. How do you feel now about the depth at that spot?
We got options. We still got options down there. Obviously, you know, less than a week ago, but we feel good where we're at.
He was totally a candidate for that
spot. We haven't talked about that, but there's guys available down there that I think, you know, they can do the job here at the big league level.
Okay, I mean, you get a strong outing, you brought it up, from Lucas Giolito, allowing four hits, eight innings.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Crochet, you got Bayo.
Yep.
You got Giolito, and then you got to figure out the four and the five.
Right, but if those two, and I heard Jones, and I think it was Terp that was on with him.
It was Keith and Terp.
Jones
hasn't been in the last days.
You know the difference between those two.
Yeah, I know the
Adam
difference.
Adam Jones and Rich Keefe.
They were talking about Bayo and where he was as a number two and, like, how good his numbers were.
Yeah.
Like, he was literally, like, right behind Joe Ryan. So they were basically saying, if you can get Bayo to stay the way he's been staying, he becomes your number two. Giolito, obviously, is your number three. And then during the postseason, you'll be able to figure that out. Now, they didn't excuse not doing anything at the trade deadline because then you would have just been able to be like, all right, now you got four guys that can go. But if Giolito and Bayo can continue to pitch like that, then you know this team could do damage in the postseason.
What's next, Shine?
Well, Trevor Story hit his 200th home run in the game yesterday. He talked after the game about that moment, and he has his eyes set on a different prize. Here was Trevor Story.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just it's cool. It's a cool benchmark to hit. You know, I try to pride myself on being consistent, and I feel like, you know, the past few months I've done more of that. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a fun thing to say that I've done in my career, but right now it's more focused on the win and chasing down that division title.
Yeah.
He also said, he went on to say, he was very disappointed that Major League Baseball released the schedule on the day of the announcement. He has been good, though. Man,
yeah.
We were all over him.
Yeah.
And he has...
He has been good.
Can't say much bad about Trevor Story at this point.
No, he's been a guy that... This is kind of what he was in Colorado when he was healthy. So, I mean, you know, now he just... You know, as long as he can continue this, they'll be fine. They got their hitting. You know?
Could you imagine if they did a collab... And instead of the wallpaper of flowers, it was the schedule around the engagement photos.
Would have really brought the young viewers into the game, Curtis, if they
Sox Yankees would have popped TV ratings records.
I'm sorry. I just think that as some people call it a dying sport, don't you want to get as many eyeballs on certain things that you're releasing as possible? Shime, I believe you agree with me.
Yeah, I think yesterday was more a day for news dumps than it was a day for let's announce something.
You two are ridiculously out of touch with modern society.
You're out of touch with anything younger than, like, yourself.
Right. Oh, really?
I don't know. Just
oh, really?
Do
you think the same eyeballs are on, as to use your term, are on the Major League Baseball schedule dump that are on the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce?
I think it's pretty sexist if you think that they aren't.
I think they're different eyeballs.
I don't necessarily believe that's the case.
My question is, after you see the ring and you see it, that's 5 seconds. What's next?
No.
But every news outlet was covering
talking
it.
About
so
it.
Then
Lord.
It was like you're clicking on all those links, and then you're seeing MLB's releasing a schedule. I thought that was nuts.
I'm just concerned. I'm concerned about you.
What's concerning is how I might pop off on somebody in Twitch today. Like, today may be the day
where I
say something I can't take back.
All right.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm not a violent person.
No, violence.
I fight with my words.
Do I need to hover over the dump button?
No. I fight with my words typing. Not,
you know what Major League Baseball should have did? They should have said, listen, Ohtani, propose to Taylor Swift, and we're going to drop the schedule right there.
Right. What are the odds of that?
That would have been a banger.
No, what they should have done is announced that they did indeed find evidence that Shohei was
exactly.
Precisely.
Should have announced that at 105 yesterday.
Yes.
That would have been great.
That is.
Oh, by the way, quick post on X. Shohei was gambling on baseball.
Nobody would have had any idea.
Right. Good luck, Taylor, and what's her name?
Travis.
Travis. His name.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Well, speaking of Travis and Taylor. Mike Dana, the defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, spoke to the media yesterday. And, of course, the beginning of his press conference was all about Taylor and Travis. Here is Mike Dana yesterday.
I don't know nothing.
Your reaction goes.
Man, it's incredible, man. You know, when I was hurt, I was caught off guard, you know, but, you know, great for them, and, you know, that's a blessing. I mean, anytime you find that type of joy, happiness, and love, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Do your teammates know? Are they aware of it now, too?
I just got told 30 seconds ago, so I don't even know if they know, so. But, you know, that's awesome. You know, I'm so happy for them, Trav, Taylor. Like, that's a wonderful, you know, time in life, a wonderful part of their journey, so. You know, that's a beautiful thing to see.
I wake up today thinking I'm going to be the one Chief player.
When I tell you that was not on my mind, and being the first one to talk to you guys about it, that's shocking to me. So.
Did you have any
of the pop tarts? Man, listen, them things would get you in trouble because those are like dessert and those are like fire. So if you have one, best believe you're going to want two, maybe three. But she did, like, you know, Pop-Tarts for the whole position groups. I think she did, like, last year. And when I tell you the D-line was all over those, like, as soon as we found out it was from her, we was like, yeah, we need about, like, four more boxes of those. It was about, like, 12 of them in each. All right.
What is she make some sort of a special Pop-Tart or something, Courtney?
She's making sourdough. I don't know about a Pop-Tart.
Now we know she's a cook. She can make Pop-Tarts. Good
she's
for
a big
Travis.
Baker, yeah.
Pop-Tarts are delicious, by the way.
Say what you want about Travis. He hit the jackpot. He better get that prenup right in order. So if they have.
Well, she's probably going to demand like a full prenup.
Yeah, sure. She's the one with the prenup. Right.
No. I'm saying prenup in the sense of like, okay, if you break up with me, here's how much money I want. Travis should be saying to Taylor.
No, he has his own money.
Like Taylor money, though.
So what?
No. There is a difference.
So
he would end up, if they get divorced, God forbid, Courtney, he would end up the winner in that whole thing.
Hell yeah.
She is going to have an airtight prenup.
Unlike Tyreek Hill, he will have an airtight prenup.
Yeah, then maybe he shouldn't marry her, like if that's
why?
What it's all about.
He's not marrying her for money.
I thought it was love.
It is.
Okay, then why does she need a prenup?
If it's for love, he should look at it as like, yeah, you're right. You've made billions of dollars. I've made millions.
Now you seem hypocritical because all the time when men want women to sign a prenup, you're like, I don't think I've ever said that. Why are you going into a marriage thinking it's going
to
end?
No, I actually think I said if Santo asked me to sign a prenup, I would have.
I ain't signing nothing. 100%. I'm Travis.
I have plenty of friends with prenups. I don't think that there's any problem with them.
Travis better than signing. He better be like, oh, look at that over there, Taylor. That's nice. And boom, sign that marriage license and call it a day. He hit the jackpot.
You are concerned about her artistry, though, because she gets inspiration from breakups.
Yeah.
That's really all she can write.
Well, I mean, she has written...
No offense to the Swifties.
No, she writes happy music, sad music, all of the above. But she has written a lot about her breakups, and those are some of my favorite albums. Or, like, Reputation's probably my favorite album, which is an angry album.
Yeah. So if she's happily married, she's going to have to write songs about that. Which,
like
you know,
Sunflowers.
Right, or find some inspiration in there. Like, she could do... He will never, ever, ever put the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
Could be a song. That she
could be a hit. She'll just have to draw off of her friends. Right. She's done that before.
Honestly, though, if she is drawing off of a happy marriage and it's more poppy and upbeat,
I'm thrilled.
Huh? Oh, shoot me in the head.
Why doesn't she just do like most artists?
What is this take from you? Are you actually sounds also like a Swiftie?
Oh, I'm sounds a pop like girly at heart. Like, I love, upbeat pop music, Greg. There's nothing better. So if she's going to basically pivot from, like, I didn't like the last couple albums just because a lot of it was too slow for me.
Same.
If she pivots into a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more, add a little bit more, like, synth in there maybe,
nah,
or something,
she ain't
really
do
get
that
into it, I'm going to smile.
Her next one is
going to
be poppy.
No,
her next I can't one's poppy.
She could do a song about riding in the back seat of Mr. Mahomes' car. That would be bumpy.
She's going to do like most artists. She's going to infiltrate country music.
Right.
That's
she was already in country music. She's doing the opposite.
That's how she started.
Right. Oh, she was a country music?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even
her
know
first,
that.
Her first like song was like Tim McGraw.
All of us Swifties, we know that.
I did not know that. Generally, they infiltrated at the back end.
Her first big hit was called Tim McGraw.
Wow, yes. Okay.
Teardrops on my
guitar. Did not know that.
Yep.
All right. Huh? Avoiding Britt Reid at the Christmas party.
We are going to get to Courtney and today's news, including an irrational orgy fear from Burning Man coming up next.